Kia ora, welcome to Arise Church Podcast. For more details, you can find us at arisechurch.com. We're going to hear from our Wellington campus pastor, Anna White. We hope you enjoy today's message.
Hebrews 11 verse 1 says this, "Faith shows the reality of what we hope for. It is the evidence of things we cannot see." Faith is trusting in God. It's trusting in the unseen realities with confidence and with conviction. 2 Corinthians 5, 6 to 7 says this, "Therefore, we are always confident and know that as long as we are at home in this body, we are away from the Lord, for we walk by faith and not by sight." What a challenge that is for us today. You know, while we're in this temporary home here on earth, in our physical body, we are to live by faith. That is what God asks us to do, to remain confident and hopeful in God, trusting in His promises. Who's trusting in God's promises today? Who's choosing to trust in His promises? Not living based on what we see or what our fears would want us to believe. We're called to live by faith. If we're to live only by sight, we interpret our life and our future according to what we see. It can be so misleading, can't it? To go by what we see, what we know, what we've experienced, what others say. We rely on our own logic to get us through. We rely on the circumstances that we've gone through. And we're led by what we see. And if we are led by what we see, then we're led by what other people see. That becomes something that becomes very dominating and something that we're concerned about. And therefore, how we appear can rule how we live our lives. However, if we live by faith, we trust God. We trust Him with our future. We believe what He says. We align our lives with His word. We give God the steering wheel and we allow Him to lead us. We carry confidence that God has us, that He's with us, that we can live in freedom, that we can live in hope, that we can live in boldness, that we can live through life with a lightness, not a burden, not a heaviness, that we can have eternal perspective. I want to live like that. I want to choose to live like that. And I'm going to give you a wee demonstration of what it looks like to live by faith and not by sight. In my head, this demonstration is a really good one, so we will see in a couple of minutes. Whoa. Promise I'm not peeking. My eyes are also closed. But if we are to live by sight alone, it's going to be rather freaky because we can't actually see what lies ahead of us. However, if we have someone who walks slowly that's leading us, if we're to live by our faith, even when we can't see and we're being led, we can trust that person. We can trust who's leading us. And I can tell by the direction I'm going in, sometimes the person leading us may take us on a different path from the one that we would if we had full sight. Oops, they lead us over some interesting cords and things around the back. But isn't God a bit like that? When we actually give the steering wheel to Him, He leads us in directions and places that we didn't think we would go. We didn't think we were able to go. We wouldn't have gone. But our sight is actually limited. What we can see is limited. We think we've got full sight. We don't. But God, our God, has full sight. He can see every season, everything that is coming ahead. He knows the obstacles, the hurdles. He knows how to direct us. He knows what's best for us. But you know what? We have to be careful who and what we link our arms with. Like, who do you link yourself with? Is it with fear? Is it with anxiety? Is it worst case scenarios? I don't even know which way to face right now. But we need to be careful who we link our arms with. And we want to link our arms with God. Because He is the one that leads us. It's not fear. It's not worry. But it's God. But just like I had to trust Chris, well done, Chris. Can we give it up for Chris? He made it out alive. You know, when we have to trust someone when we can't see, faith is all about handing over that control and the steering wheel, trusting in God that He will direct us in the way that He wants to go. He wants us to go, whether it's unfamiliar, whether it's uncomfortable, it's actually okay because we can trust God regardless of our current situation, our previous experiences, our personality makeup, what people think around us, regardless of whether we think we score, you know, 10 out of 10 for carrying faith as a gift or not. We are called to have a strong, unwavering faith, a faith that prays crazy prayers, a faith that brings strength to our lives, even when circumstances seem impossible, a faith that creates a joy that makes no sense, a faith that changes an atmosphere, a faith that brings strength and hope to those around us, a faith that radically changes our perspective. That is the kind of faith God wants us to live with. Not an average, get us through, scrape by kind of faith. Mark 11, verse 22 to 24 says this. And Jesus answered them, "Have faith in God. Truly, I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, 'Be taken up and thrown into the sea,' and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that what he says will come to pass, it will be done for him. Therefore, I tell you, whatever you ask in prayer, believe that you have received it and it will be yours." Now, that's radical faith. That is radical faith. When we live by faith, we choose to trust who's leading us. Either we choose to let God lead us, or we allow our own logic, our fear, our worry, our own ideas lead us. So how do we live by faith and not by sight? We trust God's perspective above what we see. We choose to trust God, even when we can't see clearly, even when it makes no sense, even when fear and worry is present. We choose hope to be our position in the battle. Who's been in a battle recently? Who's felt like they've been in a bit of a storm? Yeah, me too. It's not nice, but when we know that God is with us, we can walk through that storm. We can walk through it. We choose to put our hope and our confidence in God. Proverbs 3, 5 to 6 says this, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him and he shall direct your paths." Our perspective is limited, but God's is not. His perspective is not limited. Believing his ways are better than ours is a choice. So we let go and we trust. Isaiah 55, verse 8 to 9. "My thoughts are nothing like your thoughts, says the Lord." I am so grateful for that. "But my ways are far beyond anything you can imagine. For just as the heavens are higher than the earth, so my ways are higher than your ways, and my thoughts are higher than your thoughts." Next, we believe even without evidence. We're funny creatures, aren't we? We always want a bit of evidence, and then we will believe. But often, we want to hold that evidence in our hands before we'll believe. But let's be people who choose to remain steadfast in who we believe in and what we believe in, even if we don't have that tangible evidence. God honors the kind of faith that holds firm when we don't have evidence. It actually attracts a blessing. John 20, 29 says this, "Then Jesus told him, 'Because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed.' believing even when we can't see it. We allow God's word to lead us. The word of God gives life-giving instructions and guidance that we can trust in. Yeah, while we might not see the whole road ahead of us, God's word gives us enough direction to enable us to take that next step. Sometimes that's all we can do is take that next step. Psalm 119, verse 105 says this, "Your word is a lamp to guide my feet and a light for my path," allowing God's word to come alive in us and to build our faith. And when we've done all of that, then we wait with confidence. We wait with confidence. We pray with confidence. We remain steadfast in our faith. Then we wait with confidence. Romans 8, 24 to 25 says this, "For in this hope we were saved. Now hope that is seen is not hope. For who hopes for what he sees? But if we hope for what we do not see, we wait for it with patience." Now I'm going to open my world up to you for a moment to show you what this looks like for me. As you know, we've got a precious little guy called Leo. He's just turned 3 and he's an absolute delight. Our little Leo has trisomy 21, so he has Down syndrome. To be honest, having a child with extra needs, it can feel challenging. And I'm sure there are challenges in your life that you're confronted with right now. The fact that we were older parents when we had him, I was 45 and Chris was 49, it does add to a complexity in this journey and possibly our future. And for me, there can be a real tussle between living by faith and living by sight. So right now, we're trying to transition Leo into preschool. I thought it would be easy. I actually think most seasons will be easy. I think it's just my personality. Oh, it'll be easy. Day one, Leo will just kind of be, you know, bye, and he'll be fine. It didn't quite work like that. We're up to, I think, week 9, and I thought it was going to be straightforward. But to be honest, it's been confronting. That gap between where he's at and where his peers are at, it's really big right now. What he understands and what he can do looks really different. But he'll get there in his timing, but right now it looks really different. Living by sight would tell me that this is a picture of every single new season that is ahead of us. If I was to live by sight, I would take what research tells me, what other people have experienced, what's portrayed online, the worst case scenarios that go through my head. They think they're trying to protect me, but they don't. All of that would create a picture of Leo's future and my future. But it's not the truth. That's what living by sight looks like. And it's freaky and it's daunting and it's discouraging. But when I live by faith, and this is a daily decision, I've got to tell you, it's a daily decision in all areas to live by faith. It doesn't mean I'm ignoring these things. Being informed is important, but I'm not allowing those things to shape my vision, to shape my hope, to shape my belief and what I hold as truth. Yeah. Can I tell you, sometimes it's a real battle? Discouragement, worry, can come knocking at the door of my mind. I don't know if you know what that feels like, but you can feel it knock, knock, knock. And we get to choose if we're going to open the door to it or actually just allow that door to be closed. But faith, it has to have and be the loudest voice in my thinking. Faith has to be the loudest voice in my thinking in every area. It has to be. I can't afford to feel the fear and discouragement. I can't allow it to take a foothold in my life. I can't afford to create a limited perspective, because when we do, it caps the possibilities that are found in God. I don't want those possibilities found in God to be capped in my own thinking and in my own life. I am determined that I will choose to trust God beyond what I can see. Why don't you adopt these things, these commitments in your life today, that you will choose to trust God beyond what you can see. Choose to cling to the things that God has shown you. Choose to hold tight to His word. Choose to hold on to the revelations that He has shown you. God showed me some revelations about Leo, who He created him to be. And I'm so grateful for that. God has placed a special calling on Leo's life. I know it. He has shown me glimpses of who Leo is and what lies ahead in his future. It's a future mapped out by God and for God. It's beautiful. You know, when I see limitations, the Holy Spirit reminds me of the things that He's already revealed. I can't wait to see it unfold. My prayers have changed over the last 3 years, and now it's, God, let me be at least 100 so I get to see all of Leo's adventures and the things that he gets up to. God has got an amazing plan for him. As you know, and a lot of you know, Leo ended up in hospital as a newborn. He was there fighting for his life. And in that moment, in that ICU room, God showed me a picture of Leo. So he was a newborn. He was about 7 weeks old. And I saw this picture of Leo as a 2.5-year-old racing around our lounge on one of those plastic 3-wheeler motorbikes. He had blonde hair, he was throwing his head back, and he was laughing. But it was so far from that image, from what we saw in that ICU room, that little baby lying in the bed. It looked very different, and I couldn't quite sort of join the dots that that would actually be what Leo looked like in the future. It was a vision from God for Leo, of him in the future. So I knew that Leo was going to be okay. And I studied that picture. I saw that he was strong, he was coordinated, and that he was carrying joy. I clung to that picture. I wonder, what are you holding tight to today? What are the promises that God has given you for your future, for someone in your family, for their future? Hold on to them. Because God does not lie. He is not misleading. He is trustworthy and He is truthful. Do you believe that this morning? Shake the dust off those things that God has shown you and told you. You know what? This is one of Leo's favorite things to do as a 3-year-old. He rides his motorbike around at great speed around our lounge, laughing and through sign language telling us who he wants to chase and how fast to go. In these moments, I stand back and I marvel at how generous my God is, that in the darkest of days, he enabled my faith to be strengthened. He does that for all of us. He gives us things to hold on to. But it doesn't stop there. God is so generous. He's shown me this glimpse of Leo as an 18-year-old. And just recently, a picture of him as a 7-year-old. He wants our faith to be strong. He wants to bring us through. He wants us to see breakthroughs. He wants us to be changed and strengthened by him. So can I ask you a question this morning? If a storm hit your world tomorrow, would your faith be ready? Would your faith be ready? Or is it worn down? Has it become worn down without you noticing? In order to live by faith, we check the condition of our faith. We want to check the condition of where our faith is at. If we're going to live by faith, we need to check our faith is in a healthy condition to protect us, to keep us steady. We know when it's strong, right? You know when you're flexing the muscles of our faith. We feel strong, we feel able, we feel steady. We know when it's strong, it carries us. But do we detect when it's weakening or when it's taken a few knocks? Sometimes we don't see it. It can be quite subtle. 2 Corinthians 13:5 says this, examine yourselves to see if your faith is genuine. Test yourselves. The Bible talks about our faith being a shield. It says this, in addition to all of these, hold up the protective shield. Hold up the shield of faith to stop the fiery arrows of the devil. The shield of faith protects, it defends, it blocks. We want to hold it up to protect us. In a battle, we don't hold our shield down. We don't drop it. We don't use it to protect our knees, our arms. We use it to protect our heart and our head, our mind and our heart. If our faith is fragile and we're trying to mend it during a battle, it can leave us in a vulnerable situation. We want to make sure that our faith is strong in all seasons and for all seasons. So if you feel like you've been in a few battles recently, has your faith come out stronger or has it been battered? When we experience victory, when we experience breakthrough, when we see prayers answered, it can strengthen our faith, can't it? It strengthens our faith when we see God come through. But when we experience loss, grief, disappointment, then doubt, confusion, and hurt can sneak in, can make itself at home quite quietly, which can weaken our faith. Unanswered prayers have the opportunity to mess with us. We can wonder if God will come through for us in the next season or the other prayers. But we know that God is faithful. That does not change. He loves us so much that He wants us to trust Him. For a moment, I want you to think about the last time that you felt like you had strong faith, faith that carried you through a season. Grab a snapshot of that. When was that time? Was it years ago? Was it a week ago? When your faith was incredible. It sustained you. It held you. Now, think about where you are today. In this last week, take a snapshot. Situations that came about. What was your positioning? What were your thoughts? What did you put your trust in? Now I want you to look at those two pictures. Are they similar or is there a wide gap? That gap between that first snapshot and that second snapshot, that gap, that's where God wants to have some conversations with you, in that gap. He wants to mend, He wants to heal, He wants to speak to you. So take some time over the next week to talk to God about that gap. We need our faith to be strong, firmly planted in God, ready for action in all season. If it isn't active, it can get dusty. Brush the dust off. You never know when you're going to need your faith. Be ready for the next season. It's on its way. Our faith protects us, so we need to protect our faith. We need to protect our faith. Do an assessment. Where is it at? Protect it. Whatever you're facing right now, whatever the next season is going to look like, we don't know. God does. God is faithful. But you have to know this. You go into battle in the condition you're in currently. That's your condition. God is faithful and He's with us and He walks with us and He strengthens us and He lifts us up. But that's our starting point for the next season, is where we're at right now. 1 Peter 5, verse 8 to 9. Stay alert. Watch out for your great enemy, the devil. He prowls around like a roaring lion, looking for someone to devour. Stand firm against him and be strong in your faith. Stand firm and be strong in your faith. Be firm in what you know of God and stand in that. Can I encourage you? Recognize and acknowledge the condition of your faith. Decide today that you are going to live by faith. Can I encourage you to respond to God? If you've been letting your sight lead you more than your faith in God, today is the day to change that. You don't have to stay there. Draw a line in the sand. We're about to sing a song together. Why don't you stand to your feet? Why don't you stand with me? Take some time to ask God to increase, to strengthen your faith. Maybe you feel like your faith is at ground zero. Ask Him for faith. Faith is a gift from God. We can ask Him for that. God is the giver of incredible gifts. If your faith has been knocked about, ask God to restore and refresh it.
Thank you for joining us for the Arise Church podcast. We hope this message has blessed you. For more content or resources, visit arisechurch.com. Matiwa, see you soon.